ready to entertain the legislative proposal. That's also a decision. Are you going to start this off, Director?
Sure, and I know we've gone over this a number of times, so I'll be brief, and if I miss something that you want to circle back to, I know you will. So we have four pieces, recreational license fee bill, the commercial license fee bill, the shellfish excise tax, aquatic invasive species bill, fishing charter guides, and hunting under the influence. And I'll just real quickly go through these. The shellfish excise tax, remember that we've seen an increase in the black market of illegally harvested shellfish. The enforcement is inadequately funded in the marketplace that includes shipping terminals, Washington beaches. There's an increased public health risk from illegal harvest, threatens the sustainability of the resource. So we're proposing to establish a new rate that is levied at 1% taxable value. Revenue generated is somewhere close to $900,000 a year. It would fund five FTEs for enforcement officers, and additional funds could be used to pay for the Department of Health for biotoxin activities. The second one is the AIS. Of course, we all know the threat that aquatic invasive species present to Washington's environment. Commonly spread through aquatic crafts, shipping vessels, recreational boats, trailers. We're proposing a phase in, so the proposal is under phase one, a funding strategy that would redirect 4% of the watercraft excise tax paid by recreational vessels from the general fund to a wildlife account. It's about $500,000 a year. Also creates a $5 voluntary donation when boaters renew annual watercraft registration. And then the big piece is create a new commercial vessel shipping fee up to $300 per arrival for ballast water management. Total revenues anticipated are about $1.8 million a year, of course, all focused on prevention of the spread and introduction of AIS. The pill, you may recall the governor directed the agencies to review and revise current DFW's PILT program, so our solution is based on the outcome of that study. The legislation would use a single calculation for PILT based on open space, remove the requirement for PILT payments to be frozen at 2009 levels, and would remove requirements for counties to choose between game violations and forfeitures or PILT, and instead the counties would keep both of those. So that's the PILT piece. The charter fishing guide has to do with these short-term licenses that are in the form of a stamp. We've seen instances where we have unscrupulous folks that are intentionally reissuing these stamps. Current statute does not criminalize this for fraudulent behavior. So the solution in this bill would be to make it a crime, and it would be a gross misdemeanor. We've had that out there the last two sessions. We really haven't received any opposition. It's just we haven't been able to get it out of rules. And then hunting under the influence, we've talked about that. So the solution in the bill would be an implied consent to a breathalyzer test while hunting. It would mirror the boating under the influence and driving under the influence laws for failing to provide a breath test. It would carry with it the imposition of a mandatory suspension of hunting privileges for 2 years upon conviction for the first time and 10 years if the person had a previous conviction. So those are the pieces other than the recreational fee bill and the commercial fee bill, and we've made one significant change to the recreational proposal. So if you have your package under agency request legislation, page 2 looks at those recreational fees, and if you go down in the left-hand column, you'll see we've maintained that $1 increase on annual combination licenses. $2 increase for all other annual and temporary fishing licenses for residents, and we bumped up the increase on the non-resident licenses up to $5. So you'll see that the total revenue projection is just over $2 million for that. As part of this package, we also have a hunting license fee in changes. So these are meant just to address reduced fees for disabled hunters, other changes to increase participation in hunting. We've talked about those. I won't go through those unless you have questions. And then on the next page, page three, is the commercial piece. So this creates a salmon endorsement. The endorsement would equal the current cost of the license fee. The revenue generated is expected to be about $830,000 a year. We're also requesting, as part of the operating budget that you've already approved, $200,000 a year to help us pay for our co-management responsibility with the tribes. You'll also see down on the right-hand column what the revenue, the $830,000, what it would go in terms of supporting salmon production in Puget Sound, Grace Harbor, Willapa, and the lower Columbia River, a half of an FTE enforcement officer, which is mixed up with a half of FTE in the recreational piece. And then sampling and monitoring is an important component of this as well. So that's the commercial component. So those are, hang on just one sec. We're not a technical adjustment. We're not reducing the disabled hunter fees. So sorry for that mistake. So that's our package, our legislation package. Be happy to try to answer any question with any of those pieces.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Director. I'll open it up for questions from commissioners.
Well, if Vice Chair,
yes.
Mr. Vice Chair,
yes.
I don't have a question, but I, since no one else is speaking up, I'll at this point put on the table the biotoxin surcharge increase that I'd like to see added into the recreational fee components. This was presented as a maybe budget request when we've heard presentations in the past, and my conversations with our sport fishing stakeholders indicate to me that they are receptive to the idea of a surcharge, a biotoxin surcharge increase, because they see it of benefit directly to sport fishing. So I'd like us to put that on the table. Of course, there will have to be negotiations. There will be consideration review of this by both the governor's office and the legislature. But I'd like to propose that we include that biotoxin surcharge increase of $1.
Thank you. Let me open this two ways. Any comments on Commissioner Wecker's additional input or any other questions to the director?
I have, again, I don't want to jump in front of a commissioner. This is Phil. I want Owen to speak to what we know about what Department of Health is doing in this regard, if I might.
Madam Chair, commissioners, this is Owen Rowe, budget officer for the record. I spoke with DOH staff yesterday, and it appears that they are moving forward on their own with a $1 increase on razor clam licenses to support the biotoxin account. The excise tax, as Phil mentioned, is one of our legislative packages on commercial shellfish aquaculture, would help fund some work here at the department on shellfish toxicity.
Thank you. Commissioner Wecker, does that
Well, I'd just like your thoughts, Director Anderson, on whether, if it appears in our request package, does it send the signal of support for Department of Health's request? I would think, since it's our license that is being added to, that a signal of support from our side might be helpful.
If it was in both of our packages, I think it's something that we could work with OFM on as they consider the legislative packages that are submitted from both Department of Health as well as us. If there are inconsistencies with what we are proposing, we'd need some latitude to work with the OFM and Department of Health to address those inconsistencies.
That sounds. Any other comments on that? So if I'm hearing right, Director, we will include it and make sure that there's no inconsistencies with health. Right.
Well, that's a matter that the commission needs to vote on, I think.
So. Right, but that's where we're at now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll take that as a separate. Is there any opposition to the addition of what was put forth by Commissioner Wecker and clarified by Director Anderson? Hearing no objection, we will go. That would pass, and we will go forward with that. I hope that was according to Robert's rules. So back to the decision package of the request. Any other discussion of any of those that were put forward?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have one question on the biotoxin fee. It's my understanding that Department of Health is proposing it to place that on razor clam licenses or licenses that are. Is that what we're talking about as well, or are we talking about something broader than that?
My understanding was that we wanted to be in sync with what they were doing, but I could be just speaking for myself. Commissioners?
Good question. I haven't looked recently at what the Department of Health put forward in their fiscal note, so I don't really recall if it applies to only razor clam licenses. I thought it applied to all recreational shellfish licenses. But it's a good question, and what I'm hoping the commission just did was signal its support for a surcharge increase consistent with Department of Health, working with Department
right.
of Health.
That's my understanding as well.
That sounds good to me. Thank you.
Okay. So any other questions from commissioners on the legislative proposals? None. Do we have a motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is Commissioner Mankin. I move that the Fish and Wildlife Commission approve the proposed 2015 agency request for legislative proposals as presented and amended for submission to the governor's office.
Thank you, Commissioner Mankin. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Wecker. All of those in favor of the motion signify by aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes as amended.